What's popping, guys and girls? How are you guys doing? I am hoping that you're doing well, that you're feeling loved, that you feel alive and not just alive, but actually living. This your girl, Y the G, and you're listening to Unsolicited Advice for you to live your best life. So, it's cold. We still out here in New York. It is what it is. We gonna do what we gotta do with this 30 degree weather. If you somewhere sunny right now, somewhere warm, please just look up at the sky, stop whatever you're doing, take a deep breath and say, thank you, Creator. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you to whomever you believe in. Because, honey, there's some people out here who may not have what we have, may not be in a cozy bed like I am right now, may not be sitting somewhere or laying down somewhere warm with access to a heater. Okay, so let's be grateful that this December we have what we have and we are with the people that we have. Some people might not have that. So recently I was on Instagram and my brother Kyle, oh my God, he sent me a voice memo. Yeah, you heard it. Instagram has voice memos. Bitch, where? And it just brand new, super brand new. We all knew they had GIFs already. The little funny, you know, clips of videos or cartoons or anything that you use to describe how you're feeling or express yourself, which I usually communicate basically on GIFs nowadays. You know, you talk to me crazy, I'll just send you a Tamar Braxton face or something, hella attitude. You know, it's the new wave of communication, which is a little bit easier than just texting, to be honest. And if you can't FaceTime, why not? But Instagram now has the whole access to voice notes. Like, we don't already have that on our text messages on our phones. And if you're an iPhone user, you know what I'm talking about. If you're an Android user, I have no idea if you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if you have access to this, but if you don't, sorry, this has nothing to do with you. But please, still listen, because I have a point to this. And it came to me, these dudes created the same feature on now an Instagram social media platform, an app that most of our phones already have, if not phone apps like WhatsApp. They provide us this feature to be able to send voice notes and not have to be on a call with somebody. And it made me realize how much of us have ideas or want to create certain things and have this amazing urge to create something, but are stopped at the brink of creation because we see that it has already been done before. And I'm here to tell you, if that were the case, if people would stop every time they thought about creating something just because somebody had already done it or a version of it, you think you'd be going down the supermarket aisles and seeing so many different companies selling different loaves of bread? You think you'll have different options of veganaise or Heinz mayo? No. The point is, when you create something, you create it out of your intention. You create it out of the love in your heart, out of the, you know, the brilliance in your brain. You create it out of whatever reason that you wish to create something. And you sell that and you make a living off of it. You make a profit off of it. You change your life because of it. You change your family's life. You support yourself and your family. You're able to inspire people around you, let alone the kids you might have or the kids that are looking up to you right now that may not even be yours but are in your vicinity and are around you. You are inspiring people when you answer the calling to do what you feel in your heart you should do at that moment. If Steve Jobs would have stopped working on computers or building these portals to better our communication just because Bill Gates had a similar platform, we wouldn't even be on our phones. You know, I wouldn't be able to communicate so easily my thoughts, feelings, emotions, and inspirations with you through this amazing app, Anchor. okay? Because Anchor allows me to create apps so easily. I'm sorry, not apps. This podcast so easily. And as soon as I press done, publish, it's on Apple. It's on Google Store. It's everywhere. It's on the Anchor app. It's everywhere for you to access. Because one person was not going to stop. And we always stop at creating something or doing something or following something, like a career path, because it gets hard. Or because people tell us we can't. Or because somebody tells us, oh, it's been done before. Why bother? Are you kidding me? We cannot be this sensitive. We cannot be this gullible. Don't ever let somebody say that you can't do something. Not even yourself. In fact, that's the worst person that can talk you out of something. We tend to always, you know, put fear before action. And I swear, I think I said this in the last podcast episode. Without courage, we cannot do anything. Without being fearless, you cannot love. You cannot, you know, you can't do anything. You can't hope. You can't dream. You can't act on anything that you feel unless you are fearless. We have to learn to practice courage. We have to learn to not give up just because things get a little bit difficult, or because things don't look clear, or because people are not supporting us. Get over it. Half the people that don't support you don't know how to support you because they ain't even supported themselves. Half the people who don't know how to be happy for you when you're trying to create something, they don't know how to do that for themselves. So how dare us ask that of them? You know? How dare us ask somebody to be happy for us when we are creating something, when they are miserable in their own situation and they don't know how to look up from that? They don't know how to look up from that. And we have to be more committed to ourselves. And whenever we are thinking about creating something, we should not stop just because it gets hard. And I don't mean, you know, creating a product or creating like any little thing that might seem like it's so incredibly hard to make into something huge, right? Like, I'm saying commit to working out every day. Commit to changing your diet. Commit to, you know, writing more, reading more. Things that are actually tangible that you can actually do. Commit to it. It's so ridiculous how much we give up on ourselves and how much we let ourselves down. And then we get mad at other people when they don't show up for us. Like, are you listening to me right now? Don't continue to make excuses for yourself, because that's why we become miserable. That's why we begin to slowly die inside. When you stop chasing your dreams, when you stop chasing the things, not chasing, sorry, but acting upon the things that you really want to do that make you happy, you take away from others as well as you do from yourself. Because every time you take a step to become greater, you influence everybody around you, whether you think about it or not. So if you're out there, I really hope you're listening. And I really hope that you're plotting your next move and considering everything that you need to do. So I'm saying, if you out there, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, I'm calling every man. Let's get to it. And I'm gonna leave you with John Legend's message on that. Let's go. The future started yesterday. You late. Let's do this. This is Why the G, and you've been listening to Unsolicited Advice to Live Your Best Life. So I'm going to remind you, if you want to create something, if you want to do something, if you want to make a change to your life, it's now. Commit to it. Get to it. No more excuses. The year's about to end. What have you done for you?
promises, no more call to war. Less is love and peace that